96.3 WHRN Music, Skip Marley and her. It's called Slow Down.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Yeah, big happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. All the Pisces. I think it's still Pisces season, right?
Yes.
Yes. A lot of people celebrating today. Timbaland, producer extraordinaire, turns 48 today.
Wow. Okay, Timbo.
Yeah. Shout out to Magoo. Jasmine Guy. Turns 50. Your favorite Whitley. From, was she your favorite character from different
Yes, she
different
was.
World?
A different world. She was.
Okay, yes.
And I loved it when she and Dwayne got married.
Did they? Oh, yes. That was really good.
So romantic.
Yeah, she turns 58 today. Also, singer Kiki Wyatt turns 38.
Kiki!
And Robin Thicke turns 43 today.
Okay.
He's young.
Yes, he is. Okay. And Sharon Stone, a movie actress, she turns 62. And actor Chuck Norris, guess how old he turns today?
207.
He turns 80.
Okay. Damn, Chuck
80.
Norris.
Chuck, you better go, Chuck.
Chuck is still fighting.
He's a karate kid.
Right. And also singer Carrie Underwood turns 37 today.
Yes.
So we got a whole bunch of things going on. Happy birthday to everybody listening. Also, now, you know, it sort of died down, the Gayle King and Snoop Dogg situation. Well, Gayle was recently at one of Oprah Winfrey's 2020 Vision Tours. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was earlier this week. And she basically, they ask her, how does she, is she in a different space from when she was in that little turmoil with Snoop?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is what she had to say.
I have moved on. Is there a scap? Yeah, but I have moved on. I put on my game face and my big girl pants because I never lost sight of who I was, what I believe I am, and my intention. I've never lost sight of that. But it certainly was, it was a learning curve and it was very painful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think sometimes you have to go through that that makes you question things in life.
Okay, so that doesn't sound like an apology, but what do you think? Go ahead.
I do think she is unapologetic.
Okay.
I think that she's making the tough call to say, you know what, in her mind, I'm a journalist, I said it, I don't regret it.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know what I would like to have heard is this, that, you know, on that second pass, that's what got me when mm-hmm. she was like, but you wouldn't know it, Lisa Leslie, because you're his friend.
Right.
That part just seemed
on,
a little
Lisa.
Out of bounds. Right.
Come on.
You know, but she's standing in her convictions. I think it's died down. I think people feel differently about
Gayle. Right, right,
right. Some people do.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just, for some reason, when you said big girl pants and it's Gayle, it's just weird. It's funny to me.
All right. Okay.
Like
next.
I got to put on my big boy pants.
All right,
like, yes, sir, all your pants are big. But I'm just saying.
You know what? Okay, quick question. Do you burn sage? Are you guys sage partners?
My father was a minister, uh-huh. rest in peace, and when he would do, like, house blessings, he would bring uh-huh. in the sage.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm all about it.
Okay. Dad was New Thought, though.
Yeah, okay. He was a New Thought minister.
Well, there are a lot of good things associated with sage, but Pastor Jamal Bryant of New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, you
Who
know.
My man.
Yes,
down
yes.
Down in the A.
He recently said, you know, and during one of his sermons that, you know, he's got a new house, and two of the saints came up to him and gave him sage for his new house.
Okay.
And he didn't know what to do with it because he was unsure of it. And then he did some investigating and he learned about how people are using this
to clear spirits. Okay.
But he talked about how, you know, it was a form of witchcraft. He went more in depth to it. But, you know, there are a lot of good things with sage when you burn sage. Like, it really does clear the air. And matter of fact, here's a source speaking
now. But the research shows just by burning sage in your room for an hour reduced airborne bacteria by 94%. It furthermore showed that a room stayed almost entirely bacteria free for 24 hours, and some strains of harmful bacteria could not be detected for up to 30 days. A store that sells sage, when people try out sage, they keep coming back.
Yeah, I know, and I know there are a lot of sage burners, and when you do it, it automatically clears the room of the negative ions.
Well, here's my thing, too. Here's what I'm going to say, too.
Right.
People, we got to open up our minds because it's no different from what we do in our Episcopalian service. I happen to be Episcopalian.
Mm-hmm.
The Catholics, you got the incense.
Right,
you
right.
You know, it clears, you know, gives
and
a...
sage.
Look, and that's what the wise
but I guess
men
when
brought.
You, but I guess when you do that, you're giving homage to the wise men. You're giving homage
right.
to a higher power. But when you're just saying, I'm just going to burn me some sage and just
Well, you're clearing
get it
out of space. But you're like making it...
But who are you giving authority
to? I like it because it kills the ghosts and it kills the witches. That's why I like it.
You know what?
I burn it to kill the ghosts.
Are you a sage burner in your car right now?
Spooks.
Do you say... You know
do you
what?
Burn incense in your house?
But there's a difference between burning incense...
But it could be sage-flavored incense.
But if you're saying she's... Well, you know. Okay, well, we want to hear from
you. I don't even have sage on my sausage.
You know what? Okay.
TV News in the Morning, Radio Fun in the Afternoon is Allison Seymour and her hubby Mark Clark on 96.3 WHUR.